It's Friday. Today's music is from Chicago, one of the biggest bands in American music. On the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
You are my love and my life. Wow, wow, yeah. You are my inspiration.
They told me not to sing.
Did they?
Hey, you get your show, you sing.
It's in the handbook. Every Friday we take time out of our show, just one segment of one day of the week, to just kick back and chill for a second and get off the blood pressure raising content that we seem to fall upon where we're not goofing around, and focus on the sanctity and the glory and the holiness and the sexiness of marriage. And I'm doing for years, my wingman on the op has always been Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. Mr. C, welcome back to the show.
Hey, happy Halloween. What a great day when you get to live out your fantasies and your kids don't look at you weird.
Why is mommy dressed as a scientist and daddy looks like a border crossing guard? It's Halloween, son.
Halloween.
It's Halloween, son.
Go get some candy. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Go walk. Get some Snickers bars.
There you go.
All right, we got a lot to cover. Mr. Kosick sends me a marriage tip, some content. I post it up on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, and it goes like this. Who is that masked man? Most men equate emotional expressions such as fear as a sign of weakness. As such, they will often mask or hide their emotions at all cost. As a result, men are often accused of being unemotionally or insensitive or uncaring. Man, it's time to take off the mask and let your wife into your head. Let her know your fears and concerns. Letting her in is not a sign of weakness. It's a confirmation of your commitment to care for her. So, guys, stop being what? Like the Iron Man, the stone-faced man?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the movies, right? Who are the tough guys in the movies? You got Die Hard, Dirty Harry, yes. The Bourne movies, right? The guy who runs by himself, needs nobody to help him, can conquer the world and take down the White House by himself, you know, kind of thing.
Channing. What's his name? Channing Tatum, yes.
There you go.
White House down.
And that's what we think, you know, a real man is, when, you know, those kind of guys really aren't the ones that are the real tough guys. The tough guys have the confidence to say, yeah, life is scary. And, you know, I'm afraid of getting laid off. I'm afraid that I might not be able to provide for my family. Those are real fears. And guys, when they really admit those and talk to their wives about it, they'll go to a whole different level in their marriage they can't even imagine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's because that's what she wants. She wants to be emotionally connected to you. She wants to be part of your world. I was sitting in a conference one time, and I was listening to this one lady, and on one side of it, I was really looking at what she was saying, wow, that's so amazing that this guy did that. And on the other side, I was like, I can't believe it took the guy so long to do this. She said that her husband came home and sat down with her and just started talking to her about all the things that he was really concerned about at work, about not being able to provide for the family and the fear of losing his job and some things that were coming up. And she said, I felt so privileged to have been let into his world.
Wow.
And she just thought, she said, that was the greatest gift he could have ever given me. And I thought, that's all it took? And shame on him for not doing that more often. That was a privilege to her to be let into his world. And she was just putting him up on a pedestal, and you could just tell she was loving all over this guy because she was becoming a part of his world, and it just moved her.
Nice. Robert Kosick, marriage coach, church deacon, author of the book Honor the Vow. She jumped on me about that back in 2008 when I lost my job. When I was the Department of Justice came in, shut down the radio station, nothing to do with us. We were number one in the ratings, but they shut it down, and there was a lot of uncertainty. And she says, I didn't share with her the uncertainty. She would say, how are things going? Things are great. We'll be fine. Now, things did turn out, but she said, I wish you had just said, I'm worried, too. Because she said, I don't want to be the only one who's worried.
Yeah.
She wanted, you know, worriers want some companionship here.
That's true.
And she was right.
And there's a big difference between coming home and whining and complaining about work. You know, we all do that, too. This guy stinks, and that one's an idiot, and, you know, they don't know what they're doing, and they don't treat me right, that kind of stuff. That's different than sitting down and saying, look, things are changing, and things are uncertain, and, you know, we need to plan for what could be bad. Now, keeping in mind, that's going to trigger some fears in her as well, but at least you're both on the same page. And then if it does actually pan out, you both know how to address it, and it's not a shock. And you take the anger aspect out of it because they didn't know it was coming. and they felt like you betrayed them because you didn't let them know.
Right, and so you sit down and go, listen, I'm concerned. There's a new company or a new boss, or our division may be phased out. Let's cut back. Let's, you know, live a little leaner.
Yeah.
Versus, don't worry, everything will be fine. Now the cross one, by the way, Robert Kosick, the marriage coach, is with me. By the way, on the other side, we had a neighbor who was about to lose his job, and he was outside telling everyone on the street how upset he was and nervous he was. And I come home, he goes, he would just walk over and tell me that he's going to lose his job, and he's worried, he doesn't know what to do, and la, 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 he's losing weight. And I'm like, bro, what are you telling me for?
Yeah, exactly. He should be telling his wife, but in moderation. I don't mean just blowing all kinds of stuff up and freaking out, but just genuine concerns. If you have a concern, you don't have to be all whiny and crying and, you know, go crawl in a corner and suck your thumb kind of stuff. But you need to just let her know these are real concerns I have, because what that shows her is, look, it's kind of honor driven, because I'm telling her more than anything, I want to take care of you and my family.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm afraid I can't do that. It confirms in her mind that you are committed to her and you are committed to this family. You're going to do whatever you can to take care of them. And she needs to know you're doing everything you can. So then when you are pouring your life into your job and you're doing everything you can, maybe working overtime, more hours than you ever worked before, she's not popping into her head, okay, he's not showing me any affection. He must have somebody at work. That's why he's working late. What really is going on is he's just trying to make sure he's not losing his job. And if you never talk to her, she's going to fill that gap with something.
Right. Right. But you also want to make sure you have the kind of wife who, when you tell that the poop is going south, you got a wingman on the op.
So
that your wife is like, I get it, honey, and we're cutting back, or, you know, you work those extra hours, or I'm going to, whatever, you know.
Yeah, and that's all great stuff, too. And that's one point we ought to make as well. Don't tell the guy, oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. You know, don't downplay the fears. They're real deals, and say, okay, I understand your concern, and I do. Don't tell you, oh, it'll all work out, because he may not think it doesn't help, you know. And so you gotta kind of give him that confidence to know that we'll be okay, and whatever you decide, I'll back you. But don't downplay the fears, because that's worse.
And real quick, Robert Kosick and I talking to our marriage segment that we do once a week. When's the best time to tell your wife? When's the best time? Is it like you call her from work and tell her on the phone? Do you when you get home before dinner? We have after dinner, when she made a fantastic dinner, and she's like, oh, great, thanks, he's ruining my dinner. Telling me he's, you know, he could lose his job, or he's worried about something else.
No, it's not when she comes out in the Buffy outfit.
Don't Hoorah!
Got something to tell you, but we'll cover it tomorrow.
Yeah, honey, what was it? You said it was really important. You sent me a text. Yeah. Nothing. Just drop the towel. Let's party.
Everything's great. Just great. And actually, in his mind, everything is great, because you just made the world wonderful. But there are times when, and it really depends on the couples. And so if you're doing things right, you're having a routine time when you're sitting down with your spouse and just talking about life in general, and you talk about it then. But it's a time when you're not distracted by other stuff, and she needs to know, look, we don't know what's coming down the road, but I just want you to be aware there are some changes, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Excellent.
And depends on your spouse. Like, my wife is more of the fixer. She wants to, well, let's try to figure a solution. I'm like, well, there isn't one. Until something happens, then there is no solution. You know, and for me, I'm one of those people that I'm a little bit more pessimistic. She's a little bit more optimistic. And my biggest thing is you'll start worrying about stuff, and then 90% of the time, it never even pans out. And she's like, well, just wait until it happens, and then we'll deal with it. So she's focused on the 10% that actually happens. I'm focused on the 90% that might happen.
Real quick, Robert Kosick, a marriage coach and church deacon and author. There's a lot of guys going, hey, I don't know about your wife, but if I give my wife some news, if I come out and say, I'm really worried about something, it could be whatever it is, I'm a little upset about, then that conversation is going to go on for like a month from the wife. Like, every time you walk in the door, and what happened with work? Is it work okay? You know, and the husband's like, why the hell did I listen to Sam and Robert? Why did I have to take their advice?
That's true, and it could be. And you just got to play this one by ear and just trying to figure out how your spouse is. Some wives want to know everything. If you got a good, strong relationship, solid relationship with your spouse, she'll respect your opinion. She'll respect your decisions and that kind of stuff, and just let you know. She'll know that you're going to tell her when things that she needs to know. Other people are just going to just bug you to death because they want to know everything.
Right.
If you don't, you got to figure out how much to give them, but they're going to, if you don't tell them, say everything's fine, well, they're going to put in their mind everything's not fine. They're going to fill in a whole bunch of stuff and get all freaked out anyway. So it's really a judgment call.
And what if you have the wife, what if the husband says to the wife, listen, I'm really concerned about something, and whatever it is, let's say it's job. And then she goes and tells her friend, and the friend tells her husband, and the husband sees you and goes, hey, what's up, Kosick? I hear your job's on the line. And you're like, oh, Great.
Yeah. Great. And then they post it on LinkedIn and Facebook, and my boss sees it.
Right. Or they send you a link to, like, job, you know, how to fill out a resume.
Yeah, and they send it to your work email.
Great.
Right? Hey, here's a headhunter.
So, yeah,
those are things that are private between the two of you. And you and your spouse should be able to talk about things that do not go outside. And if your wife can't keep her mouth closed, then unfortunately you can't tell her certain things that you're afraid might get out. But you need to work on that. If Done. That's the case, you need to work on it.
Done. 8:45, our marriage segment, Robert Kosick.
So
he's already hitting the music. He went out.
That's not true.
You're not going to get any likes from the guys on this one today.
Yeah, guys, I want to hear this one. We need to get back to having your wife dress up sexy.
Yeah, so let me throw it out there and say, guys, I triple dog dare you. Tell your wife something that you've been worried about for a little while. See how she responds. See if she goes by the really cute outfit for you and say, look, I'm just really feeling down. I need to be pepped up. Can you just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, now, if you lay it out like that.
See if she goes for it.
If you say, listen, I got a lot on my plate. I want to share it with you, but do me a favor when I'm done. Can you just, like, lift my spirits up or your top, whatever makes you happy?
Tell me feel better about myself. I'm not feeling very valued. Let me know you love me. Show me you love me.
You know, I came home. Wait, just tell the music because I had a really long, you know, my days are, like, longer than ever. And I love what I do. I love owning the shop, running the shop, the whole nine yards. But I'll, like, straggle in. I have, like, no energy left at, like, 7:15 at night. And there's Denise. And she knows I had a long day. So she has a sexy little T-shirt on, sexy little hot short shorts. And she's making romance food, which to me is chicken parm.
Mm-hmm.
And without saying a word, I felt I had more energy than the Hulk.
Absolutely, because she pumps it into you, right? Knowing that your spouse loves you and is proud of you, man, we can conquer the world.
Amen. And when you do tell your wife, hey, I'm going to let the mask down. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Wives, here's great. Move on. You know, don't dwell on it. And do the sexy food thing, sexy dress up, whatever.
Yeah.
And lift that guy's spirits. Lift your warrior spirits. Amen.
Absolutely. She needs to be your best friend. She needs to be the one that you confide in the most. And she'll be there to support you, and that's worth gold.
Excellent. Let's get to the break. Thank you, Mr. Kosick.
Hey, you have a fantastic weekend, Sam.
We will, man. I got an extra hour of bedtime on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. And cool weather. Snuggle weather.
Dang right. We don't say, like, daylight savings. It's an extra hour with your husband or wife.
There it is. Perfect.
Roger. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Our content is on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. It's right there at the top. Our marriage maintenance tip. Chicago to the break. I am Sam Malone. This is AM 1070, The Answer.
And it seems like the harder I try, over and over, I'm right back where I began. But you understand, oh girl, when nothing else in this world goes right.